Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. And here is your host, Ryan Mack.
Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. Now, innovation in payments is no longer just driven by huge banks with coast-to-coast branch networks. It's also driven by smaller, entrepreneurial providers with a vision and passion to democratize payments and embed them into business operations. But the real question is how do startups, innovators, and small providers get into the game in a way and at a cost that's acceptable? So to answer this question, I have Cole Wiltz, who is the GM of Galileo Instant, and Sarah Grotta, who is the director of the Debit and Alternative Products Advisory Service at Mercator Advisory Group. Now, during this episode, we are going to be referencing a couple of charts, and for those of you who are following along on paymentsjournal.com, you're going to be able to view those charts in the article below. Now, there's certainly a lot of things to unpack during today's episode, so without any further delay, let's start the show.
So, Cole and Sarah, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. So, Cole, I'd really like to start off with you because I know that Galileo has recently introduced a new product that's called Instant with the goal of really removing friction for fintech innovators and those who need to issue payment cards but don't want to be in the payments business of issuing debit cards. So perhaps maybe you could break kind of down what the Instant product is and kind of really – why is this product needed in the marketplace?
Yeah, so Galileo Instant is, you know, a solution that we came up with to provide something out of the box and simple that allows businesses and particularly non-fintechs and startups as well to create their own branded debit cards and digital banking experiences. And, you know, on top of that, one of the things that was really key for us was the speed at which that a business is able to do that. So, you know, traditionally, you know, creating your own debit card, for instance, could take months where, you know, we've brought it down to as few as 14 days. So it's something that we're very excited about and think that there's a lot of opportunities that are presented in a card and account based payment solution for these businesses.
Is there a particular segment of businesses that you're thinking about or has been particularly attracted to your Instant product?
Yeah, so what, you know, one of the key areas that we were looking at is kind of gig economy and 1099 payments, right? So as we look at Uber drivers and YouTubers, Instagram influencers, and just kind of in this more modern world, the way that individuals have began to you know, generate income and work, we kind of paired that up with how they're being paid today. So, you know, as we look at ACH payments and sending checks, which are, you know, kind of the more traditional ways of paying those individuals, you know, that those were creating latency and really infrequency in how those individuals were being paid and when they could get access to their funds. So with Galileo Instant, you know, and in providing your own card to account, we wanted to create a way that allows those individuals to be paid in real time, either on a per gig or a per stream basis, and allow them to access their funds when they've generated that income.
Mm-hmm. So would you say, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but would you say that what you've built here is really a solution for a fintech or maybe anyone, quite frankly, who is looking for a card solution quickly and maybe doesn't have payments as sort of, you know, their best capability or maybe don't see payments as central to their offering, but is still really important to the product or solution they're trying to provide?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, we wanted to, you know, Galileo play the role that allows our client and the business to focus on their core business. So, you know, these are our businesses that are not necessarily payments or fintech businesses, but they do have a need to make a payment. So, you know, that was one of the things that was key with this product, and we wanted to ensure that, you know, Galileo plays that role of the payment expert and allows the you know, our client or the business to begin making payments in an easy way that allows them to stay focused on their core business.
That makes sense.
Yeah, if I could, Sarah, I want to jump in here really quick, right? Because one of the things I think Cole's bringing up quite a bit there, and I'd love to get your input really in on this, is just the gig worker itself, right? And I think the gig worker is certainly very interesting in terms of like what is the definition around it. And I think that you spent some time really looking at kind of the gig worker segmentation, and perhaps maybe you could kind of break down what that segment of the workforce really looks like and maybe how it's defined and how Mercator Advisory Group defines it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think like many in the industry, we're kind of fascinated by the gig worker segment and really how it's changing, you know, how people work. And then also some of the interesting yet sometimes complex ways that individuals in that particular economy really see payments. We do have a little bit of background and data on the industry that speaks to the size and the types of work found under this label that's called, you know, gig economy. And, you know, there have been a lot of surveys conducted in the industry by organizations like the, you know, the Government Labor Bureau, a company called Upwork, Deloitte, Gallup, and others. And they have concluded that the gig market is somewhere between 26 and 57 million individuals. And that's a pretty wide range. And I think, you know, the reason that we get that range is that we do have a variation in really what constitutes a gig worker. Suffice it to say, even if you consider that most restrictive definition, this is a really, really big market. And it requires a unique payment solution. We have a graph that we'll share that comes from an Upwork study that I really like because it breaks down the various types of gig work. You know, it has categories such as diversified workers that are those who have a combination of traditional work, but also, you know, that so-called side hustle that they work really to meet their financial needs. We have independent contractors. You know, there are moonlighters who have traditional jobs as their long-term primary source of work, and then they may do some occasional freelancing on the side. And then there are, you know, of course, freelancers themselves who consider themselves business owners and may even have an occasional employee. And then, of course, there are temp workers and, you know, those who are workers who typically work for a single employer for a contracted engagement. And so, you know, these 1099 workers, you know, are often paid through an invoice process. They might be paid daily or by the job. They may be banked or unbanked individuals. They may consider themselves a business in their own right. And all of these scenarios require, you know, some type of a payment solution. And I think too often right now that payment solution is a check. But, you know, as we see new technology come to the marketplace, including what Galileo is doing, I think that's really starting to change.
Yeah, Sarah, thank you for that. I think it really certainly is extremely interesting, right? Because, I mean, the gig worker kind of the term itself, it isn't a new thing. But I think with services like Uber and Grubhub and things like that, like the term has certainly expanded and more people have become aware of it and more people consider themselves as gig workers. And obviously that means in terms of just them getting paid, the banking industry itself then obviously is going to have to evolve to really adapt to that. And I think Instant really kind of helps to fill that. So Cole, I'd really like to get your perspective on exactly how it is that the Instant product is going to be helping to shape the future of banking.
Yeah, definitely. I think the, you know, and just to highlight something on this graphic that really jumps out to me is just how many people are represented here, you know, up to, you know, as many as 57 million workers. And I think, you know, that was one of the things that we're seeing is most of these individuals are probably not being paid as frequently as they should. We've seen some cases where they're being paid as infrequently as once per quarter. And as Sarah mentioned, a lot of cases it's a physical check that's going. There's really just a lot of room for improvement there. And so I think as we consider the future of banking and how Instant can really play a role is, you know, the number of businesses that are now, you know, in particular non-fintech businesses that still want their own financial products, you know, as they begin issuing and offering cards and accounts to their customers or to their workers, they can begin not only paying those individuals, but offering ways that allow those individuals to transact in new and transformative ways.
Yeah, I certainly think that's really interesting there, Cole, right? Because, I mean, when you think about it in just in terms of, I mean, you look at a kind of a different scenario here in terms of just we're talking COVID-19, and you kind of take a look at the stimulus and just those stimulus checks getting into the hands of people. And you see a lot of people using those on just daily items. And you kind of find the same thing with just also with like gig workers. They want to be paid quickly because they need that money and that cash right then and there to be able to go and either it's, you know, pay for their groceries or whatever the case may be. So kind of having that instant product really kind of provides a leg up for certain industries that are hiring gig workers, so to speak, to be able to say, hey, look, like if you come work for us, you're going to be able to get paid instantly and be able to use that cash instantly for be able to use the cash instantly or be able to get payment instantly for it. So I've got to ask here, and I want you to be completely honest with me here. So in terms of this solution, do you see anybody else in the marketplace that's currently already offering a solution that might be even similar to the Instant product itself?
So I think one of the things that's a big differentiator for Instant is the speed, right? So in as few as 14 days, using an out-of-the-box solution really provides a way for a lot of businesses that are looking to get to market quickly or to create their own financial products quickly. I think that's something that we haven't really seen, haven't seen in the marketplace.
Yeah, so Cole, you know, kind of thinking through all of the capabilities that Instant offers, you know, I think there might also be some opportunities beyond sort of the fintech industry we've been discussing and, you know, beyond specific use cases within the gig economy. Do you really see that there might be an application maybe even with banks and financial services organizations?
Yeah, Sarah, I think there's definitely ways that Galileo Instant can work with financial institutions and financial services businesses, and in particular, institutions that are looking to move to a digital strategy and come up with new products that are appealing for you know, consumers and customers alike. So, yeah, we'd be really, really interested in having those discussions and working with those businesses.
So Cole, now listening to that, I've really got to ask the question here, right? So, I mean, obviously the Instant product is really meant for just like speed and getting off the ground here for issuing debit cards. But Galileo isn't a small organization, and it's obviously even larger with being partnered with SoFi there. But so I've got to ask in terms of the scalability of this, is this something that, you know, if an organization adopts and all of a sudden the organization gets a lot larger, that it can scale with that organization?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'm glad that you asked. So, you know, Instant is something that we took and built directly on top of Galileo's core platform. And with that, you know, the product and solution really inherit the you know, scalability, security, and you know, stability of the Galileo platform. So yeah, but if a business, you know, quickly gets to market and that picks up speed and momentum, and we're looking at a scenario where we've got high adoption rates, then we can absolutely accommodate and scale in parallel with that business.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Cole and Sarah, for taking the time today for speaking to me about the Instant product. And I hope to have you both back on the podcast real soon.
Yeah, thank you so
Thanks,
much,
Ryan.
Ryan. Thank you, Sarah.